Serbogonis, all kinds of forms of life. 8,400,000 different forms of life. So, the material nature is the mother, and I am the seed-giving father. Why do they not accept this world? And everything is all love. That's why in the family, the mother is there, and the father is there. Similarly, Krishna is the father, and material nature is the mother, and we are all sons. If we accept this simple philosophy, everything will be all right. Why do they not accept this philosophy, so many rascal philosophers? This simple philosophy. And this is the fact. What is this body? This body is this earth. Dust thou art, dust thou be. So their mother is this material nature. I've got this body. And the father is Krishna or God. What is wrong in accepting this philosophy? If this simple philosophy is accepted, the whole world will be happy. But they will not accept it. These rascals will come and speculate rascal philosophy. If this simple philosophy, the United Nations is there, why do they not accept this simple philosophy? The God is the Supreme Father, and in every religion they accept that as at least the Christian religion accepts the Supreme Father, God. And the material nature is the mother. And we are all sons. Not only human beings, but everyone in the grass. This is philosophy, real philosophy. Is that all right? The
philosophy now is that God is dead.
The philosophy... Father may be dead, but that does not mean the sons are also dead. Father is dead. Father, this father is not dead. And that is another rascal.
People may say this philosophy is very good theoretically, but practically speaking,
why not practical? Why not practical?
People are very greedy in this material world.
Then, if he's a greedy, rascal, rogue, then how he can be happy? He is to be punished only.
Well, therefore, Marx said that greed could be got rid of if everybody worked for the state. If everybody pooled their resources.
Why state?
Well, the state is the ultimate.
Take the whole world. You have got the United Nations who are busy about the state.
Well, his idea was that communism should be spread everywhere.
But this is communism. First of all, you accept one father. Or the whole world is father's property, and every living being has the right to enjoy the father's property. Why you are thinking this person is Russian, this person is American? It is father's property. So if there is Russ in China or in India, why not allow them to come to Russia or America? No, that is my property. What is this philosophy? The father's property, everyone has got right to enjoy the father's property. Can this rascal Marx propose communism on this basis? The animals should be slaughtered. Do the father like that this son is useless. It cannot do any service. So another big son, I finish him. A father will like that? So where is that coming? All selfish motive, that's all. That's all. And the devil's sight in scripture, philosophy. A rascal citing philosophy. He's a rascal. Let him accept that God is, first of all, his business is no God. His only business is no God. First of all, my father is no needed, that's all.
Like that compt that we were doing.
Everyone, all Haskins are thinking.
He was saying that God's existence is imaginary, man is reality,
yes.
Man is supreme.
Because you cannot, just like our Alfred Ford, he never saw Henry Ford. That's why he says that I am the great grandson of Mr. Ford. Ford is not there. But why he's claiming Ford's property? Where is Ford? The great grandson not expected to see the original establishment of the family. But there is no philosopher. How they can be philosopher? All meat eaters, drunkards, woman hunters, and they can be philosopher. They're dogs. Simply barking, that's all. Simply dogs.
They say that our philosophy is nice if we could get everyone to follow it, but we will never be.
Why shall I follow? Why shall I follow? You are limited. Why shall I follow your philosophy?
They say our philosophy.
And they say they can say all nonsense. But I have to say something. You accept God, the central point, then I accept you. Why you are making state? Then I'll say I am but my state. And there is fight, America and Russia. That's all.
People read these philosophies and they think that they will get knowledge.
Knowledge means misguiding knowledge. That's all. That is not knowledge. That is going on. In the name of knowledge, all rascaldom is going on. That is the misfortune of the present world. In the name of knowledge, all rascalism is going on. If we accept, after all, somebody has created the supreme law, then he is the father. Why don't you accept that? What is the difficulty?
Difficulty is that they feel that there's no one that we have to answer to. They feel that there's actually no, first of all, there are no laws. There are no natural laws.
Then why you are dictating laws, Philosopher? Let it remain chaotic, no law. Why you are dictating your laws? That this should be communistic, this should be capitalistic, this should be socialistic. Why you are dictating? Let there be no law, as uncivilized man does.
Now, there should be law, but that law is dictated by man. That law is decided by man in accordance with
man,
his needs.
Man will dictate law according to his own convenience, or what about the trees? They are also living entity. You are cutting the tree, making it ugly, because they have no voice to protest. So why man should be given the chance?
And we both agree that most people think that if it's very confusing and if their philosophy is very contradictory, then it's very profound. They think that if the philosophy is confusing
juggling.
And contradictory,
the word is
juggling.
The word is juggling. If you present something with jugglery of words, it is very deep thought.
Yes,
because they cannot understand it, they think
nobody will understand.
use some big words and don't make any clear points.
That upper class reign of Akbar was perpendicularly gondolized by the lacticism of white. You put some words. Upper class reign of Akbar was perpendicularly gondolized by the lacticism. Is there any meaning? You hear some jugglery of words. The present like that. What is the meaning of dogmaticular? That they will put
they would think that because I'm not very advanced, I cannot understand this philosophy.
But my point is, don't be misled by these lessons. Fix up your conviction. That is, don't be misled by these lessons. So he has no power in this world. By your brother. God is not dead. He'll be dead just when God is coming to kick you and kill you. God is not dead. He'll come in due course of time and kill you. God is not dead. He'll be dead. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. He's thinking God is dead, God is with me. Yes, yes, I am coming. Whatever asset you have got, I'll take everything and make you king. Then you'll understand what is God. These rascals say like that. Krishna says, Mittu sarva harastaham. I'll take everything. Just wait. A few years more. When you will not be able to say God is dead, you are dead.
Yes. Like Voltaire, he was eating his own stool and urine before he died.
Yeah.
And he was still insisting there is no God.
So these rascals, they'll be taught lesson at the time of death. God is not dead, you are dead. You simply wait to see how you are dead. We don't want to discuss all this nonsense philosophy, just to warn our man that don't be misled by this rascally. That is my point. And then who kills you? Who has killed your father? You see? What? Who has killed your father? And who will kill you? Just wait. A few years more.
They say this is accident. This is philosophy.
Yes, that accident is created by God. That accident is created by God.
Also, a cartoon somebody put in the paper and it shows
an accident by God. Just see his interview. He'll accept accident and not God.
Most of the philosophers who have this atheistic philosophy, most of them were trained as...
But that's what they are suffering. Why don't you see that? Some of them dying by eating their own stool.
Actually, at the end of his life, he obtained some disease. Mentally crazy.
Disease is already there. Old age is already there. That means God is there. They are being punished, but they are so shameless. They will not accept the truth. Shameless. Behaya. They are being punished every moment, every step. Now God is not dead. All right. But if you are small, God will show that you are dead or he is dead.
I saw this picture once that somebody had drawn. There's a man holding a sign saying God is dead, and there's a big hand squashing him on the floor. It's coming from the sky, it squashed him on the floor, and his sign's up at the side saying God is dead.
dead is actually there never was any God, that just the belief in God is dead.
No problem.
Revolutionary question that you're asking, because they never stop to ask. If they say that you can't accept any philosophy, why are they giving their philosophy? No one ever stops to ask that question.
Everyone is asking, that's why I say all asking. They have no sense. If you want to impose your philosophy, why shall I not impose my philosophy? Yeah. I've got the same right. Why shall I accept your
philosophy? The philosophers are saying that there is no philosophy, but they're giving their philosophy.
Yeah. If there is no philosophy, why you rascal propose some philosophy? Stop talking.
No philosophy.
That is better. That is better. That's all right. There is no struggle. Oh, why are you trying to impose your pleasure?
Philosophers think they know what is best for everyone else, but they don't even know what is best for themselves.
Yeah. Presented by Sanatan Goswami before Kaishanava. Everyone says that I am a very learned man. But I am so learned that I do not know what I am. I am so learned. Bavahare kahaya pundit sattva kori mani apunar hitahit kijine. This is admission of foolishness.
His first question was, please tell me who I am.
Yes. They do not know he is, and he's philosophized. Calendar is criticizing needle.
Oh, colander.
Colander.
Full of holes.
Yeah.
Colander is used for straining.
Yeah.
He's got so many holes.
And he's criticizing needle, oh, you have got a hole.
Jajjar kare, chaleni chuter vichar kare.
These rascals, they do not know whether it is this body or something other than body and their philosophy. The basic principle of knowledge is lacking. And their philosophy.
Cheetah.
Say at the time of death they will learn a lesson. But if when they go into a new body they forget, how will it help them?
A forgetfulness, that doesn't mean that they are, suppose this child is hurt and when he will be grown up, he may forget. But that does not mean that he was not hurt.
Devotees, then they have no right to claim that they are philosophers or scientists.
If one is not Krishna conscious, he has no knowledge. He is a rascal, immediate. Namahana duskidana mura prabuddhante naram. This is the definition given by him. And one is not Krishna conscious. He is immediately miscreant, rascal, and lowest of the mankind. They say that he has passed any PhD, DSC, and he is a philosopher. Our test is whether he is God conscious. If not, he is a rascal. That's all. Immediately.
No good qualities.
No. Reject immediately.
The Prabhupada is that we actually don't believe that they are fools. I said, our difficulty is that we don't actually believe that they're fools.
Oh.
Most people are thinking that the scientists do have knowledge. We don't fully believe that they are rascals.
You do not believe because you are also fool, rascal. That means you are also rascal.
Yes.
So you be intelligent. You learn it from our spiritual mind. Then one must approach a guru to learn everything, right? This is basic intention. Read Bhagavad Gita. Acharyavan Purusha Veda. Acharya Upasana, the process of knowledge is to worship Acharya. Who has got Acharya, he knows. Acharyavan Purusha Veda.
They accuse that when we take some religious process, that simply is a process of brainwashing.
It is not the religious process. You must know things as they are. Religion is that, because religion means to know the real law. That is religion. Not religion does not mean sentiment. Religion means to know the real law. That is religion. Because people do not know the definition of religion. This is religion. Religion means to know the real law. How this world is going on. What is the law? That is religion. Religion is not a sentiment. They have made it a kind of faith. You may have some faith, but the law is different. So faith, a dogmatic faith, is not religion. To know the real law. This is definition of jnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavanti. If you know that law, then everything is revealed to you. That is religion. Religion means not a blind rascal. Religion means he knows everything. That is religion. This is the basic idea. Jasmin vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavanti. It's like we are talking with so many philosophers. It does not mean that I am scientist, philosopher, everything. No. We know one thing, Krishna, immediately can get up. Very difficult.
It's very surprising to people how we have such a wide scope of knowledge.
Immediately catch up. Here is the rascal. Sarvamedam vijnatam bhavanti. If you simply know Krishna, you know everything. That is religion.
People sometimes understand why we are not satisfied that someone has some religious sentiment, even though their knowledge of God may be wrong.
Sentiment, that is even your relationship with your friends and father and mother. Sentiment, that is another thing. But you must know, he is my father, he is my mother, he is my son. A sentiment there is even your ordinary relations. You cannot have hard sentiment. Just like you are dancing, that is also sentiment. Oh, here is Krishna. That is sentiment. But that does not mean, because he is dancing in sentiment, he does not know what is Krishna. Sentiment must be there, that is ecstasy, enjoyment. But not blind sentiment. Not important. If you do not know from Krishna, anybody can say, I do not know who is my father. And if the real father says, I am your father, my son, And how he can, how he does not know? And if he says, no, I don't believe you, that you are my father, then what is it? Where is evidence?
He's lost.
The mother also says, yes, he is your father. No, I don't believe you. Then what is it? The father is saying, I am father. The mother is saying, yes, he is your father. And the rascal is saying, no, I don't believe it.
Can't do anything for him.
Let's see his unfortunate position. Well, it is impossible.
They will want to know, though, how this will stop two countries from blowing each other up. Mm-hmm. They'll want to know how this knowledge that God is the father of everyone will stop these modern-day nations from blowing each other up.
That you do, and somehow. God is the father, and father's property is this whole world. We are all sons, beginning from Brahma down to the ant, and father's property let us enjoy equally. That's all. Whole question solved.
What to do with the greedy people in the world, though? Hmm?
Greedy because they are meant to, because you don't recognize father and father's property. You have created this situation.
Because they don't know who the proprietor is, they're thinking, I can take this for myself.
I mean, there's so much overproduction. Let the hungry men come here. Greediness is not allowed. Whatever tena taktena bhunji tha, ishava samhidam sattvam, this is Shastra. Everything belongs to God. Whatever He allots to you, you take it. In the family, the father says, my dear boy, take your dish. That's all. Why should he claim more? The father knows how much he will eat, and he will give him. He's supplying the elephant. His food, in the end, his food. Elephant is not dying, starvation. Why you are bothering? You want to eat 40 kilos, all right, take it. The father is able to supply that. He goes to Bhulam Vidadhati Kama. He is supplying everyone.
Those are practical solutions.
Yes, this is the knowledge, real knowledge. 8,400,000 pounds of life, and the Supreme Father is supplying food to everyone. And each for millions. You'll find millions of one type of fish within the world. And there are 900,000 different forms of fishes. They are eating within this water. We are supplying them food.
And we don't find
you cannot imagine even what is the food there within the water. But there is. Otherwise, how they are living? They have no scarcity.
Neither there's any overpopulation either.
Neither. Overpopulation, they fish, they lay eggs, hundreds of thousands at a time. You know that? Mm. There's not a limited number of eggs they lay down. Your food is ready, just little what? Anna bhavanti bhutani. Just produce food gains. Everyone will be happy. But why they are producing motor cars?
So they can go to the market and get the food.
Hmm?
So they can drive to the market.
Then producing food at home.
They have so much land, and then they grow a crop that they don't need.
I was committed he land land picker. He get use on farming, producing corn. 10 times as many people can be fed. There's no question of scarcity.
Easy.
Much of the land.
Your American government. Oh, don't produce. If they produce more, I'll throw it in the sea. Produce motor car. 1967 model. Don't produce food gas.
They actually...
This is government policy.
Yeah.
Don't produce food gas. Produce 1967 motor car. So that there may be more accidents.
They pay the farmers not to grow crops.
Yes. Why not? Produce, you know. There are so many people starving. They have no land to produce food. Therefore, the Supreme Father has to be accepted.
Just like when we were in Fiji, all they grow is sugarcane. So they have to sell. They sell the sugarcane to get money to buy crops that they could have grown there in the first place.
Yes, isn't it? Why so much sugarcane? Here on the Hawaii, they grow more sugarcane. We have seen all the islands. Huge quantity of sugarcane. Sugar cane is required for manufacturing wine. Diabetes. Drink tea with much quantity of sugar. And from molasses in manufacturing wine. Unnecessary things. He said those men and then philosophizing.
Even when they tried to grow the grains, they can't guarantee it.
Huh?
Like in Russia, they projected that they would grow so much grains and then...
Nature will punish them. Nature... God's vigilant agent is observing. As soon as it disobeys the orders of God, it will...
Just like, say, America takes up this idea that God is the Supreme Father,
yes.
And...
That's what I say. You see, God in trust.
Yes.
We trust. Just don't trust blindly. Try to understand what is God. That I have later, I have not received any reply.
Not yet.
Yeah. American people, intelligent people, you say, in God we trust. That's very nice. But why you take this philosophy blindly? Find out who is God and why you should trust. That is intelligence. The slogan is nice. Why don't you fight on this issue? Krishna consciousness. You can fight on this issue. Intelligently, if you put, people will like you. They will like you. We trust in God. What is God? Huh? Agree? They like, we trust in God. And ask them, what is God? Why they cannot reply?
They would say the Christian conception of God.
Any conception. God is not Christian, not Hindu.
God is, they would say God is the Almighty Father.
That's all right.